The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And Toolman, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Yes, wherever you may be listening around this great state of ours, welcome to SENWA Sports Day. Peter Vlahos with you. Thanks to Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 45 years and Nutrien Ag Solutions going further for Australian farmers. I touched on it last week, and today some more news coming out regarding the disturbing and concerning fall in Indigenous players that are making it to the AFL. There's a story in The Advertiser in South Australia suggesting that recruiters have called for the AFL academies to be blown up and replaced with an Indigenous pathway, as clubs fear the number of Indigenous players in the AFL could drop to the low 50s by 2026. Andrew Lockyer, the former West Coast Eagles champion, now Vice President of the Country Football Association in Western Australia, is about to join us. And also, Lockyer is involved with TLA, the talent management group that manages and nurtures very much Australia's top-tier talent, a great organisation they are. Andrew, thanks for joining us on the program.
Good afternoon, Pete. How are you?
I'm very well. Firstly, let's cut to the chase. Is there a new go through the regions? Is there a real drop-off with Indigenous youngsters taking up Australian rules football in what you've seen?
Well, I talked to Troy Kirkham, who's a manager for communities football, and the stats show that 12% of all footballers in WA, in community, is Indigenous players. And at the moment, our registrations are up 17% on last year. That's in community Indigenous players registering to play the game. So there has been an increase. But where I see a drop-off is obviously, the kids come through the draft system. You know, I've had AFL clubs contact me personally and say, where's all the Indigenous players going? So, and what's happening, Locke? So I think there is a real break between kids registering and starting to play football, Indigenous kids, and going all the way through and become really, really good draft prospects. And it's sad, yes, I was at the Eagles and I was sitting there, two of the greats, Chris Lewis and Phil Narkel. And, if we can continue to, hopefully we can continue to produce good players like Chris and Phil. But at the moment, it doesn't seem to be.
So saying that, they are playing at a young age. Where are they going, Locke? As I said, you're a Northampton boy. You would have played with a lot of Indigenous players when you were growing up there in the Midwest before graduating to the West Coast Eagles. Where do you think some of these Indigenous players are going? And has the AFL got a reason to be concerned?
I believe so. I think we've got a concern probably in all of football that, we've got to continue to work hard in our regional areas to make sure kids, one, start playing football, but continue to play football, especially as they go along in age groups. And, just to give you an idea, last year we did had a game up in Geraldton, and East Fremantle and Peel Thunder came up, and East Fremantle were very, very supportive in our region. We had two clinics go, and one was run in Geraldton, and one was run out at Mullawar. In Geraldton, we had 180 kids, and we ran out of footballs. We had so many kids come along. It was fantastic. The exactly same time we're holding a clinic out at Mullawar, and only three kids turned up. So
only three kids. Whether there's, but that's primarily an Indigenous community out that way, correct?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, the hands, primary, a lot of Indigenous people out there. So, I think, is it a social aspect? I think, unfortunately, we can't fix those sorts of things. But, keeping the kids interested and keeping, because I think lots and lots of kids, Indigenous kids, are really, really keen on their football. And when you go and watch them play, you watch Shea Bolton yesterday. That's so exciting to watch yesterday. We're just probably missing out, I think, all this top-end talent coming through.
Now, you're also a recruiter. You work for TLA, the likes of Jason David. You're a very, very slick operation. And I know a lot of the top-tier talent like to be managed by TLA. Are you noticing that you're finding it a bit more difficult to identify potential top-tier talent from our regions when it comes to Indigenous players?
Yeah, you can certainly see it coming through the Wattle system that there has been a bit of a drop-off in the number of kids that are actually playing the game at Colts level. It's probably where a lot of the recruiters and that are looking at, and a lot of our talent managers are looking at, and you can see there's a real drop-off there now. I think we need to really ask these questions of, you know, why is this happening, and what can we do as an organisation? But that being football, of how do we get these kids back playing? How do we keep kids, you know, engaged in the game? You know, last year, as I said, in Geraldton, we had a game up there. We raised funds to try to partially or fully fund all the kids' registrations in the Great Northern. So, and we've seen an increase in kids coming back to football, so which has been great. But, we need to make sure that we engage all our Indigenous kids and coming out. So we need to make sure we've got programs that are going to facilitate that. And the Commission are doing a great job, but I think we've got to keep talking and finding out solutions.
So recruiters are suggesting that the AFL Academy's been thrown out and get replaced with an Indigenous pathway. Is that the way to go in your eyes, Locke?
I'm unsure. Are they talking state-based academy?
Yes.
Yeah. Look, I think the Commission do a good job in regards to their academies. They've got a fantastic coach now who's really doing, Mark Webb's doing a great job with the 18s. I think we need to keep on supporting, like, our waffle clubs. You know, we need to support, you know, all the programs that our Country Football WA, you know, people out there in the districts do. And I think there's a real need that if we could get the West Coast Eagles and the Dockers to come together as well, I think we all could work hard and work well together to give support programs out there to really, really help the Indigenous communities out there and make sure kids stay in the game. So, yeah, look, I'm only speaking to from what I've seen. I think we need to continue to talk to a lot of communities and find out what their choke points are. How do we help these kids come and assimilate to playing football and trying to get more through the system?
Have you got any ideas on how to do that? Or do you think because things have changed so much and the AFL is so structured and so regimented these days, it may not suit the lifestyle of some of these Indigenous kids coming from the regional communities?
Yeah, look, that's a good point, Pete. If I had the secret formula, I'd be sharing it with everyone because I love watching those Indigenous kids play, and we've got plans. But can we put academies actually based in the areas where there's lots of Indigenous programs and a lot of Indigenous people living? You know, do we take the academies actually to them and see if we can help them out that way? I don't know, Pete. That's why I think this has got to be, you know, driven by a forum. We get plenty of people around the table and start, you know, asking questions and coming up with some solutions. I don't think there's any dumb ideas or dumb solutions. Mm. I think we just keep throwing them up there. And we need people like yourself to really, really shout it from the rooftops, because if we don't do anything about it, yes, we will see a diminution in our Indigenous players coming through the AFL system, and the game will be poorer for it.
No question.
The game will be poorer for it.
No Absolutely. Question. Locke, thanks for joining us. I think you've solidified the fact that it needs attention and that the AFL cannot ignore the fact that at this stage the forecast is that by 2026 there'll be as little as just 50, in the low 50s, Indigenous players through the 18 clubs, which is very, very low indeed. Finally, anything you'd like to add before we let you go?
No, if the forecast that, then, that's drastic. Yeah, we've got to do something now because, we want to see the likes of the Stephen Michaels, the Nicky Minmars, these guys, the Phil Narkles, the Chris Lewis's, all playing the game again, and the new guys coming through, the Shea Boltons of this world. We want to see them play because our game's so much richer when we've got more Indigenous players playing the game. We've got to make sure that we all work together and fix the problem.
You're a good man. Thanks for joining us, Locke. You make a lot of sense, and we'll keep in touch. Thanks for your time.
No problem. Thanks, Pete.
Good on you. Andrew Locke here joining us for the weekend review, and you can look out for the Sunrise. Enjoy local service. There are over 1,200 stores Australia-wide. Visit newsunrise.com.au. And for Tyre Power's Power Up sale, which is now on, you can visit your local Tyre Power store today for a free tyre safety inspection. There are over 50 stores across WA. The news coming late. Harley Reid is the round 5 AFL Rising Star nominee. Congratulations to him. Lisa, we didn't have time to read out your text, but you were very congratulatory on the broadcast of Jimmy, myself and Scotty. Thanks for that. You're rapt about Jake Waterman. You're rapt about Harley Reid. You thought it was an amazing effort by the WAFL Eagles team to win. All in all, it was a great day yesterday. Good on you, Lise. Thanks for listening. And that's been the program. We'll catch you tomorrow from 5.